Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Now, for the second part of our food segment today, I want to introduce you to a new vodka brand, which is being handcrafted right here in South Africa in the traditional Russian style. It's called Siberian Express, and it is the brainchild of a Russian who's been living in this country for more than 20 years. We're not only going to introduce you to the brand itself, but also talk about how it's made and how to best enjoy it, including what foods to pair it with. Not often I get to do a vodka tasting live on air, but thank you so much for bringing it to me. Yevgeny Surigin, who is the man whose story really is behind Siberian Express. Welcome to Cape Talk.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit about how you came to be making vodka here in South Africa.
You know, honestly, for all these years which I was living in South Africa, any Russian, we're missing our Russian vodka. And I tasted a lot of different sort of vodkas which you can buy it in the local shops. Mm-hmm. But honestly, not even one reminded me home. So I decided, because actually, I would say in the beginning that my grandfather, he used to make vodka in Russia. And his style was very old traditional recipes. And actually, it's everything like made by hand. But so in South Africa, I really missing Russian vodka. And I decided just to remember that old recipe and trying to make it myself. So that's how it actually started. And then I just make it for my own purposes. I mean, some friends come to visit me and always offering to taste my vodka. And everyone was really enjoying it. And they say that it's completely different what actually can taste vodka from the shops. So that's actually craft vodka. It's really big difference. I mean, it's different in taste. And a lot of people are saying that real vodka is just a tasteless, colorless spirit, which is mostly people using it for mixing, making cocktails. But it's not true, because in Russia we got a lot of different style of vodka, and they got different characters as well. So if we talk about Siberian Express craft vodkas, it's everything made by hand. And we're buying grain wheat from Caledon farms. So we're bringing to our factory, and we germanize the grain. We're making green malt. And then from this malt, we already start making that fermentation process. We, in Russia, we call it like wheat wine. So even, you know, when it's fermentation is finished, if you taste this wheat wine, it's very much similar like a brut. You know, it's very bitter and a good special like flavor. It's kind of really reminding like brut champagne. But anyway, yeah, so after that, we're distilling it. And so our vodka got a real character. It's really, it's like got a, it's like single malt whiskey, I would say, because it's really, it's like single malt. It's just made out of just a wheat grain, nothing else.
Now, I've invited our news anchor Wesley in to help me with the tasting process, and we're going to have a little sip and pair with food as he talks to us about the different kinds that we're tasting and what makes them unique. The first thing I can say immediately, Yevgeny, is, as you said, this is not necessarily a colorless spirit. I'm looking at four different bottles that the classic original vodka looks like the vodka I'm used to buying in a store, but all the others are tinted. I mean, the one is a very deep purple, which is, I'm assuming, the blackcurrant version. Some are sort of graded yellow to golden. Let's start with the original vodka on the left, which is the very pure, clear-looking liquid that you've paired with some biltong, and I'm going to have a taste while you tell us a little bit more about the original.
Yes, sure. So as I said, that our craft vodka, it's completely different compared to any vodkas you can buy in South Africa. Because, as I said, it's crafted and it's made of grain. It's wheat grain, not some people saying like in different ingredients, but we're just using wheat grain, nothing else. So it is like single malt vodka. And if you taste it, you can feel it, a little bit of honey, slightly honey and wheaty taste. And I actually also explained to you why it's quite an interesting thing. Because in Russia, because of the climate, wheat, because wheat is like a grape. It got a little bit of yeast also on a grain itself. And in Russia, because of the climate, wheat has got slightly bitter taste of the spirit after that. South African grain looks like, because of the sunny, interesting climate, let's make a bit sweet. You know, so you feel it, actually, original vodka, slightly sweet, you know, but it's just because of the South African grain.
It is so much smoother than the jet fuel I'm used to drinking in South Africa. That I can say immediately.
Look, it's definitely that craft vodka, our Siberian Express craft vodka, it's very soft and easy drinking. And especially because I check it on all the process, all the steps, and after we distill it, it's actually, we're not really distilling, we're rectifying, because we brought some parts to make a rectifying column. We brought it from Russia, imported from Russia, and spirit is really like high quality, like really like premium quality, and then we blend it with Lawrence Ford water, which is they got a source of interesting, nice, soft water as well.
At Lawrence Ford Estate.
Yes. Okay. And let's make vodka really nice, easy drinking, soft. And it's really pure, that you can't feel any like bad feeling after that.
There's burning sensation afterwards. Yes. It's incredibly smooth. I'm only having a tiny sip of that one because the original is the 43 proof and I still have another hour of broadcasting ahead of me. Yeah. Wesley, I'm going to let you talk us through the next one which we're tasting, which is the citrus tinted one paired with the smoked salmon cream cheese. So have a sip, have a taste and tell us what you're experiencing on your palate.
Orange peel rind, but sweeter than that. The honey comes through for sure. it's the perfect. It's not syrupy, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's no sugar at
it's,
all.
It's not so like you're drinking a honeyed.
It's not the liqueur. Not sweet. And it's like a real Russian style of infused vodka, because any infusion, what we're making, it's made of natural ingredients. So it's not any coloring, any synthetic edit, it's anything like that. So the citrus vodka, we matured some, so we're using basically orange, then a bit of lemon, grapefruit. And to make it slightly easy drinking, we added a little bit of raisin. Mm. It's like sultana raisin, and it's
so that's where that natural sweetness is coming from. Okay.
Yeah.
Wesley, I'm going to leave you to do one more, and then you've got to get back to read a news bulletin, so we're also limiting your supply. The next one you're going to test, number three, with a very dark reddish color, is the blackcurrant, which they've paired here with cheese and preserve. Tell us a little bit more about the blackcurrant one, Yukini.
Definitely. It's surprising how much of the flavor comes through from the actual. Mm. It's a little bit like a cherry. Or maybe I just add a bite of this cherry.
It's
coming through, yeah. But it definitely pairs very well with this kind of food. I'm thinking about the cheese and the preserves, maybe a fig preserve.
Yes.
Where that would work very well. But the blackcurrant, it's amazing how much of the fruit comes through, the fruit flavor.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say, I mean, It's quite intense. It's more intense than you'd expect. It's not. Sometimes you get on the rack, you get the citrus vodka, and you get that. But you can tell it's not an additive. It's almost part of the actual drink.
Yes, and other thing that's about that, especially blackcurrant, the berry itself very rich on vitamin C, and the spirit preserved this vitamin C because it's never been like cooked or anything. So it's just we're taking fresh berries. And we soaked it in a vodka, which made it in the beginning. And then it stays about minimum 2 months to mature properly. And then we filter it, like we're three times filtering the vodka after our process. And I also forgot to tell about original. They actually filter it through the milk as well. Because it's like an old Russian tradition that actually milk, it's like best filter, natural filter.
Really?
Yeah.
So Wesley, thank you very much for helping out. And I know you've got to get back to your news bullets, and I hope it's not going to be a very creative one after that. I've got one more to go on this side. But just to recap, that my guest in studio is Yevgeny Surogin of Siberian Express Handcrafted Vodka. before we taste the last one, I've got to compliment the bottles. They are beautiful. It's a 500 ml. It's a real work of art, this. It looks more like a traditional decanter than a bottle.
Yeah, it also came from Russia. It's, okay. Yeah, it's an art glass decanter.
Now, while I taste the final coffee-scented vodka, somebody's asked on our WhatsApp line if you can explain why vodka is no longer made from potatoes, which I think is what a lot of people think. Is it still done that way in some parts of the world?
No.
Not at all. Why not?
I talk about Russia. In Russia, mostly it's made of wheat grain or some of them rye vodka. But Polish people, what I heard, that's mostly Polish making vodka out of potatoes. Then Finland, Finnish vodka also. But what I'm thinking that actually it comes from the long history that mostly like a peasant, they making that type of spirit. So whatever is cheapest way, they use. But in Russia, wheat was always cheap and a lot everywhere. So that's why Russian making wheat. And the Polish, they're actually quite famous for growing potatoes. So maybe that's why they made out of it.
Okay. Yeah. Another question from one of our audience. Is there a particular correct kind of glass to drink vodka from? Now, obviously, I'm tasting out of little shot glasses here today. Does the shape and type of glass matter at all in your experience of the drink?
Look, if we talk about traditional way, that's definitely it's a shot glass. That's what you're having now. And I would suggest to give it maybe a couple hours in the fridge just to make it a little bit cold, because some people are advising put in the freezer. But honestly, it's not the right way, because when it's too much cold, you can't feel actually any nice flavors coming through.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be just a fridge, like cold, not frozen.
I'll have to go home and take my bottle out the freezer straight away. I've learned something new today. This is retailing in stores at around about 275 Rand a bottle. As I said, the bottle itself, a real work of art. Do you offer this kind of vodka pairing with food or tasting perhaps with Russian food anywhere that someone can come to have the actual experience I'm having on air?
Yes. First of all, we're planning some tasting shows and like promotions at the Lawrence Fort. So, and even today, actually, when this wine cellar, tasting room, where they sell wine, they also sell our vodka, and they're offering some pairing, some little bit of the biltong as well, and this and that, and of course explaining everything, how it works, and what the quality, and what's the difference compared to normal vodka. Also, quite a few people, they like mixing vodka with some lemonade or some orange juice. And, some people start thinking that it's too common, like, you know, orange juice and vodka, like they call it screwdriver. But because our vodka is different, if you add blackcurrant vodka to orange juice and on the top just put a little bit of pineapple juice to make it a flavor, it's really amazing. It's a really, like, nice summer drink.
And there are lots of tips and suggestions on the Siberian Express website, which is siberianexpress.co.za. I want to thank you, Evgeny Sorogin, for coming in to join us today and giving me the chance to taste them all in studio. I'm not sure which is my favorite. I think the citrus, although the coffee is also, they're all wonderful. They're all completely unlike anything I've ever tasted in South Africa. Well done, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.